Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, let's bring Arch. Arch, you can get in on the 5 o'clock. Hey, man, we like to start the 5 o'clock hour with a big hearty,
hey man.
There you go, there you go.
I was a little quick.
First things first, are you going to come out for the shenanigans? Tony the Mailman and I are going to be over in Lauderdale Saturday night trying to get Squid out. What do you say? Get the band back together.
Oh, you're coming down, huh? So it's going to be a Bell appearance in South Florida.
Yes.
Miami's reeling last time there was a South Florida appearance from Mike Bell. So
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, just throw out the information. Let us know where you're at.
I promise I'll have you tucked in time for curfew. All right, Arch, first things first, we found out that, unfortunately, just when he's getting a few impact plays, Dante Fowler, 2 sacks on the year, he's on IR. What does that mean for us this weekend?
Well, it means you're thinner, obviously, at the defensive end or linebacker position, whatever you want to call those guys. It's not like you're taking a ton of numbers off of the field. He's got a couple of sacks, but he has been a lot more present in the backfield. He has been a little bit more bothersome, if you will, in the backfield, but this just means that Dean Pease is going to have to come up with more ways to try to find to get after the passer. Jacob Tuioti-Mariner has been solid. Steven Means, been okay. I mean, Okendeji, the youngster from Notre Dame, continues to get better and better. He'll get some opportunities. I would imagine Brandon Copeland will slide upside and play a little bit on the edge as well. So it's going to be, all hands on deck to try to provide, to fill the gap for one player.
Dave Archer joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's four dealers will get ready for Falcons and Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Dave, has Chris Lindstrom been the best player on the Falcons this year?
Best player, period,
yep,
on the Falcons?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know that I would go that far. I think Chris Lindstrom has been solid. He's had some moments just like the rest of the offensive line have played with some issues pad level wise, where they've gotten driven back into Ryan. Only 8 sacks so far this year. So you like the way that number looks as opposed to what Miami has been able to do with Tua and with Brissett at quarterback. They've been sacked 16 times. So twice as many times the Miami quarterback's been sacked than the Falcon quarterback. But getting back to Lindstrom, I think he's been solid, John. I think he's been solid, but you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that Cordarrelle Patterson isn't the best football player on the team right now.
Yeah, man, this guy is just making plays. We talked about it. It was funny with Art Smith earlier in the week. Arch, we said, how come another coach hasn't gotten the most out of this guy? It's kind of like a butt-kissing question. He kind of laughed at it. But they can put this guy anywhere, and now you get Ridley back and you get Gage back. So how many mismatches when you throw Pitts in the mix you would be creating?
Yeah, there's certainly a situation, and they're a little banged up in the secondary as well, Mike. There's Byron Jones has been banged up. They've been banged up at both corner spots, so we'll see who lines up for them. So they've been kind of mixing and matching, much like Atlanta has. Xavier Howard's been down as well, so we'll see who's on the field for them when it comes down to it. But if you go back to those practices, and if you believe the information we were getting out of those training camp practices when they were having the ones versus the ones, because remember, we didn't play our ones in the preseason game. Atlanta was having their way offensively with this Miami defense. So we'll find out. Obviously the lights come on. It's a real time, a real game, real speed. We'll find out how that matches up. But I think you like the fact that you're getting those two guys back, and you love the Pitts surface this weekend and just played football, and you could see what he could be. So now all of a sudden there's a lot of people on the field Ryan can get the ball to.
Dave, I asked Chuck Smith this question earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Is, the last 3 weeks as the Falcons start to figure some things out and offense gets cranked up, and then you throw a bye in there all of a sudden. Is it a good thing, bad thing? I mean, when you're starting to figure some things out, do you want the bye right now, or would you rather keep playing?
Yeah, it's 6-1, half dozen the other, John. I really think that there's some guys that you probably would apply to, hey, let's get right back out on the field because there's progress being made. Maybe Jalen Mayfield is one of those kind of guys. As far as taking some time off, hey, you talk about what Mike just talked about. Hey, we get Russell Gage back. We get Calvin Ridley back. So there's a positive to that as well as taking the break and getting some of your offensive weapons back. I think it applies individually to different players. So I'm not sure there's a stock answer that goes across the board there.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, our Falcon Report, and it's brought to you by you're sponsored now, aren't you?
I don't know. It's all money all going to Dukes and Bell. That's all I know.
No.
Ain't it the truth, Dave? Ain't it the truth?
I believe it is. Squid Billy, jump in here. I want to make sure I get the sponsorship right because I should read it on my show sheet. But Archer, his very existence is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia, and it's a part of our Falcon Report.
My God. A professional in broadcasting. How would you forget something like that?
Yeah, so you, sir, are brought to you by Jim Ellis, and we appreciate the business and Kia. So real quick, this team, obviously the Dolphins, we've heard all the hullabaloo about Deshaun Watson, all the rumors. They're supposed to have a young, aggressive defense. They're middle of the pack and bottom of the pack and all the statistical measurables. So, I mean, I don't want to start saying, Arch, we should win this game, but darn, even though on the road, this is certainly one of our better opportunities for a W.
Yeah, you got to go win the game, Mike. I mean, I think that they're very similar to the Atlanta. You know, they're trying to develop and come together as a group, and I think that Coach Flores has done a nice job in some places. He's wanting in some other places. They've been banged up, much like Atlanta has. These two teams are very similar. The way they play defense is very similar. They come from a similar tree. Dean Pease was part of that New England part of things. If Flores comes from that, where they're going to show things and back off. They're going to show things and come after you. They're going to mix zone and man coverage. So you've got to be – it helps Atlanta that they have a veteran quarterback. Matt Ryan, seeing every you can throw at him, that probably would be in Atlanta's favor, obviously, because Tua is a young player still learning, has not played a ton because of injury, so he's still learning to play. I thought he played extremely well in the first half against Jacksonville and then missed some shots in the second half. That's the inconsistencies you get with a young quarterback, whereas Matt Ryan looked like a surgeon last time out against the Jets. So I think that that's a bonus for the Falcons. But I think you're seeing two teams that are very similar to one another and that very easily either one could win the football game.
Dave Archer joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Richie Grant, Jalen Hawkins getting more playing time, getting more accustomed on the field. How much more of a role do you think those two guys specifically are going to have for this defense moving forward?
Well, I think they'll continue to play, John. I think that you got to continue to get, you want to win games, right? Obviously, the fan wants to see their teams win, but there is a developmental process to this thing as well with the Falcons where Richie Grant and Jalen Hawkins are the future of this team in the secondary at the corners or at the safety spot. They have to be on the field. But do you do it to the detriment of the team? You've got to find a way to work those guys in. I thought because of injury, you got an opportunity to do that. Jalen Hawkins has the only interception this team has. That means he's a ball hawk. We know that Richie Grant is the same type of player given the opportunities. I think those guys provide opportunities to get the ball out. So you got to get them on the field. But it is a juggling act, right, because you still want to win the football game. Do I put guys in that are still developing that might miss something that costs us the football game, or do I go ahead and give that in because I'm getting some play time? This is why Arthur Smith used all these guys in the preseason. He was trying to get them the bulk of the playing time. You didn't see the starters play very much. These guys got a lot of play time in the preseason. They got some more seasoning this last weekend, so I think you see them more and more on the field.
It's the Dave Archer, guys, our Falcon Report here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Domino's. Don't forget, $50 million in free. So if you're going to watch some baseball or football this weekend, let Domino's do the cooking. Go to Domino's.com for a 1 in 14 chance at scoring some freebies. The run game, and I know I asked you about this last week. It seemed like it was just enough 2 weeks ago now against the Jets to respect the play action, which just opens up all those things. Are we going to see a 100-yard rushing game for Mike Davis this year? I mean, is that going to be the natural progression of the offensive line coming together?
I think it's a hot hand scenario, Mike, with these two guys. I think they had 27 carries between them last week or 2 weekends ago before the bye when you played the Jets. So, yeah, 27 carries for I think those two guys had right at 105, 107 yards combined between the two of them and the 27 carries. That's kind of the mix you're going to see. I think you're going to continue to see that mix. I'm not sure a guy gets – unless he snaps off a big run, right? Unless Mike Davis has a 40-yard run or Cordero has an explosive where he has the opportunity to put 100 yards on the board in 17, 18, maybe 20 carries. I'm not sure you're going to see either one of them carry the ball more than 20 times. Now, if there's a hot hand scenario and you're really dominating the team and you're salting it away, maybe one of them gets more than 20 carries and then they could push it over 100 yards. I think you're looking for that combined yardage between the two. And that's the number I'm looking at because they are kind of combining for the job. And so if I can get 25 to 30 carries, that means I'm in pretty good shape. If I'm running the ball that many times, and if I can punch that number up around 120 yards a game, you're going to like what you're doing.
Dave, last thing, we saw Kyle Pitts with the breakout game against the Jets. Now it's time to get Calvin Ridley going. And I know last time I was with you guys and talked about it, it just, we keep kind of waiting for Calvin Ridley to have that kind of breakout game. This weekend, I don't know. I'm ready for him to show us why he is our number one wide receiver.
Well, we get caught up in the labels, don't we, John, that he's the number one now. Obviously, Julio Jones is gone, and so Calvin steps into that number one role. To be quite honest with you, Calvin Ridley's already had his breakout game. He had his breakout game when he was a rookie. But you want him to have the featured day as the number one, quote-unquote, labeled number one receiver is what you're talking about. Cal's struggled this year. He's normally a guy that catches the football pretty cleanly. He's got a number of drops. I don't know if that is part of why he did not play this last weekend. Has he ironed some of that out? I talked to Matt Ryan on Wednesday. Matt seemed to think that he looked really good, looked really focused, looked like he was the Calvin Ridley of his rookie and over the last three seasons, the guy that we know comes to play every weekend. So let's hope you get that guy. But as far as the breakout game, as him, as the labeled, quote-unquote, number one receiver, I think it could happen this weekend.
Hey, Arch, I know we haven't seen anything about Caleb. I mean, we've been looking every minute for Caleb McGarry. So only guy who's listed as not participating was Dante Fowler. So we presume McGarry's not going to go, and it's Spriggs at tackle?
Yeah, it'll be either Spriggs or Gossett. It looked like Spriggs was probably the guy, but Gossett was getting some snaps out there as well. Colby Gossett, the kid that Atlanta picked up late in the first part of the season, second-year man out of Appalachian State. Spriggs has been in the league a little bit longer. He's got a few more snaps under his belt, a few more starts. He's from six-year guy to Indiana. So it'll be one of those two guys, probably Spriggs. Yeah, McGarry's in the COVID-19 protocols, and they said there was a chance that he could potentially – be available come Saturday. I'm not sure you want the guy in the game if he hasn't practiced all week long. So I think they'll probably lean on those other two guys.
He is a North Forsyth High School Raider, is Gossett, by the way.
A Raider. You got to love that. I love a Raider.
All right,
you have
Dave.
To say it that way too, don't you, Mike?
The autumn wind. Raider. The autumn wind is a Raider. Yeah, exactly.
There you go, man.
Dave. Don't let Mike rope you in anything down there, you know.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.